Hi, Eric. This is Drew with XPO.
Yes.
I just reached out to Ms. Dougal, just confirmed that everything was completed, and she said that apparently the vent, y'all didn't cut the hole big enough, and now that when it vents the air out from the microwave, it's venting it under the cabinets.
Oh, no. I informed her she needs to put some Lexi tape on it. If she wants that hole cut out wider, she's going to need a carpenter. That's part of her house. It's got nothing to do with us.
Okay, so you did advise her to use vent tape?
Yeah, vent tape, yeah. Yeah, because the flapper does open. When you turn it on, the flapper, it does open, so it does vent outside. I think maybe she probably just feels more air gaps, but that's the way her cabinets are. It's, you know, it's not, you know.
All right, so I will reach back out to her and let her know, and that y'all aren't going to be able to come back out, and that she'll need to get a carpenter if she needs that hole bigger.
Yes, she does. Yep, if she wants to break, she's going to need a carpenter. Because the old microwave, they didn't even put the venting on the top. So that's why she never noticed it. But now with the new one, it comes with a venting, so we got to put the venting on for the ductwork to sit on it.
All right, so yeah, I'll reach back out to her and let her know, and let her know her options. All right.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Eric.